In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life talk show, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman as he shares the truth for the day.
We certainly want to welcome you back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. The last three sessions, Brother Rich Schmidt has joined us from our ministry there at Brookside. And Rich, we appreciate so very much your ministry. Now, this is a ministry that you are developing into, like seminars and things like that, and going into churches and share these types of things. So if we have folks that are listening to our broadcasts and would like to say, hey, we need this in our church, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, Pastor, good morning. And I would say the easiest way at this particular juncture is I prefer to work through the local church. I believe in the local church. It's where ministry should extend from. So if people are interested, whether it's a small church, and it can be a very small church, a few members up to large churches, whatever.
Right.
We're very interested in getting prophecy out to Christians, basically from a teaching standpoint, helping pastors, helping people, just to learn a little bit more about what the Bible says about prophecy. So I would suggest the best way to do that right now is to contact Brookside Baptist Church, and they can certainly put you in contact with me, and that way we can keep it local church-centered.
All right. Sounds great. And that's in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Well, Rich, let's talk this morning about the Lord, and you got us to the end of the tribulation. We talked about a temple being rebuilt. Now, the question is Jesus going to come back literally to this earth?
Well, that's a great question, Pastor Huffman, and a great topic we want to discuss this morning. You know, we did talk a few sessions ago about an event called the rapture, or the taking away of the saints in a particular generation of Christians. In other words, there's a generation of Christians that the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15 that literally will not die. That's a wonderful thing that we all, even today, it's like we were praying, we're looking forward to, oh, Jesus, would you come back during our generation?
You're right.
Well, we don't know when that's going to happen. It may be in our generation. It may be in the great future. We don't know. But one thing we do know is that that rapture event will take place. Another thing that we definitely know is that shortly after the Christians are removed, whatever generation that may be, there's going to be a series of events that are the most horrific, catastrophic, unimaginable judgments that God will perform, if you will, or execute upon this earth. Quite frankly, if people have read the book of Revelation, you'll hear them describe the book as scary, even disturbing events that will take place in the future. And when you read the book of Revelation and some of the other prophetic passages in Scripture, I'll agree with them. It is very scary. It is very disturbing of the things that will take place on this earth. But let's understand what this period is that we're discussing. This period that we're going to talk about has many different names, but we'll try and keep it simple for this morning. We're simply going to call that period the seven-year tribulation period. The best place to get a very significant picture of what's going to take place is in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, chapters 4 through 19. Now, in our time that we have together, we certainly can't go through in detail all of the things that will take place during that period, but we do want to highlight some of those things just to bring it to our attention of things that will take place, these catastrophic, devastating events. And it's like, well, why would God choose to do this on this earth? Why would God inflict such judgment upon the earth? Well, that's also a very good question, and it's a very simple answer. Because directly after those 7 years of tribulation is exactly when Jesus Christ himself will return to this earth. Let me ask your listeners a question, if I can. Suppose you were going to have some company coming over to your house, and it was somebody you really cared about, they're important to you, and you just want everything to be just right. Mom does everything she can to clean up the house, make it look perfect, make sure all those little dust bunnies are out from behind the door stops and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The children are all cleaned up. The rooms are put in order. The beds are made just perfect. All the clothing that sometimes those dads leave around, that's all going to be put away, and the place will look immaculate.
Right.
Well, Jesus Christ made it very clear that this will be a clean, purged earth when he returns at his second coming. So this seven-year period is literally the time that the Lord will purge this earth of that which is offensive, that which is anti-God, that which must be removed before he literally will come back to set up his 1,000-year kingdom. So I'm going to just basically highlight some of the horrific things that will take place. And there's a reason why we're going to go through this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, teenagers listening this morning, if Jesus would come back in our generation, that is to take the Christians out of this world and take them to heaven with himself, those that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will be part of this tribulation period. So if the Lord comes back to take his Christians home, the saints home, if you will, during our generation, and you've not trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here's what you will face. Just a couple of the highlights out of Revelation 6 through 16. There are three sets of judgments that will take place. They're called the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and the bowl judgments. And based on your translation of the Word of God, you might have a couple of different words that are used to describe those events. But here's some of the highlights of the awful things that will take place during that time period. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, it tells us that one quarter of the earth's population will be killed.
One quarter.
One quarter.
Of the earth.
Unbelievable. Beyond anything that's ever been seen in the history of this world next to the flood, one-fourth of the earth's population will be wiped out just during this first phase of these judgments. And you know what, Pastor? What's the unfortunate thing is the Bible says after these judgments that the people harden their hearts.
Right,
they
right.
wouldn't repent. They don't come to Christ. Many of them just flat out refuse to accept this. Some of the other things that will take place during this awful tribulation period, a third of the earth will literally be burned up with heat. A third of the trees will be burned. All green grass, all the Bible tells us, green grass will be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us a third of the sea will be turned to blood, which will result in a third of the sea creatures dying.
Wow.
A third of the rivers and springs will be made bitter, and many will die because they won't have a fresh water source.
Mm-hmm.
A third of the night and day will be darkened, and the Bible makes it clear, a third of the sun, a third of the moon, and the third of the stars literally won't shine anymore, Revelation 8, 12 to 13.
Okay.
Some other horrible things that will take place. The Bible makes it clear in Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, that God will send a horrible sting, if you will. He calls them locusts that will literally torture people for a period of 5 months.
Mm.
The Bible tells us that these people will be so inflamed, if you will, by these scorpion bites that they will seek to commit suicide. But Pastor, you know what? The Bible tells us that they will not be allowed to die.
Mm.
They'll seek to kill themselves, but yet they'll not be allowed to. An awful, awful time. Then we go down to Revelation chapter 9, verse 13, and remember now, over a fourth of the earth has already been taken away, mankind killed. Now we have another third of those that are left. In other words, the three quarters of the people that are left, one third of them will pass away, will be killed, will die from all the tortures that will take place. That means that over 50% of the earth's population will be wiped out during this seven-year tribulation period. There's also an interesting passage called the Seven Thunders in Revelation 10.
Hmm.
The interesting there is God doesn't tell us what they are. We have no idea what's going to happen in those judgments.
Yeah.
It could be more horrible, catastrophic events taking out another great portion of our people. So these are just some of the horrible things that are going to happen. In Revelation 16, towards the end of the description of these judgments, it tells us at the end, when we're coming up to the end of these judgments, that 100-pound hail will fall out of the sky. Now, I'm going to tell you, Pastor, I've gone out running in hail before, and I've been pelted on the head by small little hailstones, and that hurts.
Sure.
But I'll say this, if a 100-pound piece of hail fell out of the sky, That would take us down.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, these judgments must come to pass. And let's make it clear. God is not a God who intends to hurt people. God is not out there to cause judgment. God is not out there to destroy people. But here's the issue. When we as non-Christians specifically,
yeah,
reject God, refuse to come to Jesus Christ, refuse to accept his free gift of salvation, refuse to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ by receiving him as our personal Savior, then it's really the person themselves that have rejected Christ.
Right. And, you know, when you look at this list that you've laid before me, just so many folks that plunged into intense heat and so many people who are going to be killed and painful sores. And, Rich, why in the world would anybody respond the way they do? It basically says that they curse God and know that there's nothing that they can do, but they will not accept Christ as their personal Savior. You see, we're able to see very quickly, sin makes you stupid.
Well, Pastor, that's a terse but a very true comment.
It
really does. Sin blinds people to the truth, and it's very, very unfortunate. So I'll tell you what, Pastor, here's what I like to do. In these last couple moments we have together, I'm going to beg your listeners to listen for just a moment. You see, the Bible makes it clear that these horrible, horrific judgments are going to come. And what he also makes it very clear is that every single person who's not received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they're going to end up not just in potentially these judgments, but the Bible makes it very clear in Revelation 21:8 that there's an awful place called hell. It's something we don't like to talk about. It's something we don't like to even preach about because it's such a horrific thought. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, teenagers, here's the truth. Rejecting Jesus Christ is a guarantee that you'll take and spend eternity in this awful lake of fire. And that's not something that we wish for anyone. That's not something that God wished for anyone. In fact, God made it clear. He said, you know what he prepared hell for? The devil and his demons. He never prepared hell for people. God is not willing that any should perish. So the humans literally have to harden their heart and reject the Lord Jesus Christ in order to earn this awful time. So here's the issue. What do you need to do with Jesus this morning? Jesus Christ came down from heaven, died on a cross for your sins, and the Lord simply says this, will you trust in him?
Mm-hmm.
Will you turn your life over to him? Will you repent? Will you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? That's the only confidence you can have for salvation. What will you do with Jesus this very moment?
And you see, this is something that once we have shared it, Rich, we realize we have unsaved loved ones, unsaved friends, close friends, maybe even workmates, maybe even schoolmates that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. What an urgency it ought to give us to want to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, join us for one more time as we finish up our discussion the next time on these prophetical themes with Brother Rich Schmidt.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you'd like a copy of today's program or you have a question we can answer, won't you please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. Or just call us toll-free at 866-551-8935. That's 866-551-8935. For more information about The Word for Life, or to make a donation to help us continue to produce this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, please visit us online at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.